It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, yeah, they banned me on Facebook again. I don't know why. I really don't know why. I haven't really dug into it deeply. So if you're trying to find me on Facebook today, you're not going to find me. I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm banned on YouTube. You're trying to find me on YouTube, I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to find me. You're going to be able to find us here. And I don't like, sorry, use the pronoun me. They banned us. They banned this mighty band of happy, conservative Christian warriors. They banned us. They said your opinion is not permitted to be expressed in the United States of America. Now, who makes that decision? I don't know, but isn't it amazing that it's on Independence Day? Independence Day, they banned me. I didn't even know it until Jared just told me. You notice I got a different hat on, Make America Great Again. It's not about Trump. So right now, if you're out there, you little nitpicker out there, and you're all upset about me being a Trump supporter, it isn't even about Trump. It's not about him, because I'm going to tell you. I read about five things yesterday. You know what the left is telling us here on Independence Day? The Civil War has already begun. The left's told, they've already told us that. The Civil War has already begun. There's violence. There's violence in the streets all across the good old U.S. of A. While we retreat inside of our churches and play patty cake and pray for the rapture so that we don't have to be part of it. Right now, there's a civil war in the streets of America against a duly elected president of the United States. You call it whatever you want. Call it a coup, call it a rebellion. Folks, it's right out there. And it's crazy that when I come on and I begin to talk about this kind of stuff, I've got people on our own team who say that I'm preaching violence. Now, if you've ever watched this show ever, you've never ever heard that come out of my mouth. The closest that's ever come out of my mouth is when we got to protect the flock with the Glock shirts, and it says on the back of it that the devil is coming to church. Now, hang on, I'm going to roll right over here. Stay right there. I'm going to sing la 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 la. Because on the back of those shirts, let me get my earphone back in here. On the back of the shirts that protect the flock with a Glock, it's going to make you nervous here, boys and girls, but on the back of it, it says, can you see? Be prepared. Be prepared. Somebody read that for me, because I get it flipped around on me. Somebody read that for me.
Be prepared. The devil is coming to church. I can't read the tiny print though. Sorry.
Well, we got to read. That's what's important. Can somebody read that tiny print for me?
Yep. Higher. Then he said, "He unto them, he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one."
Who said that? Who said that?
And Coach Jesus said that. He didn't say that early in his ministry. He literally said that before the Passover, the Last Supper. He was leaving them with the charge right before he was about to depart.
Amen. Now remember, my mom told me this one. She used to say this to us all the time when I was a kid. I had three brothers who two of them were always beating up on me, and then I was always beating up on my little brother. It was a constant war. And in our house, and my mom always used to say this, every time my brothers would try to get me down and pummel me, which is regularly, mom would always say, she would pull me up and she would put some ice on my bloody nose. She would say to my brother, boys, might doesn't make right. And she's right to a degree, but see, might's how they determine right. And so what does Facebook say? We don't agree with you. You're not allowed to have a voice on Independence Day. No voice for you. YouTube says, we don't agree with what you say. We're holier than thou. We're the ones that make the policy. You're not allowed to be here right now. See, so the war's already begun. And all they want, the only thing that they want is these idiots out there making policy. We're already at war. Now, I'm going to say this again for the slow learners. Okay? I am not in any way, shape, or form promoting violence. I'm telling you this, the devil's coming to America. The devil is coming to our churches. And the churches are going to have to determine whether it's going to be flight or fight. We're going to have to make that determination. Hey, Raj, what's the odds there at your big church? They're going to do flight or they're going to do fight? What do you think? Oh, I know what they'll call Pat Tiberi. Maybe he can legislate some Pastor Protection Act for him.
They'll hold up in the church.
Yeah.
Well, I just started reading a book about the Puritans, right, by the first William Bradford, the first governor. And the Puritans who founded America and really are our founders, the real founders.
Mayflower Compact.
They ran away. Ultimately, they ran away from England. They didn't stay and fight, which is fine. They ran away to the New World, and they actually created a New World out of the nation that they built, right? But we got nowhere to go now. So what do we do?
The war came to them. Ultimately, the war came to them, see? So when they get you in a box and they really begin to start to put their foot on your throat, what is your reaction? What's our reaction? That's what I'm talking about. We know what you did. Can you guys explain this to me? How many people on Facebook? How many? A billion, right? Like maybe a billion people on Facebook. How did they find us? How many people are on YouTube? How would they find us? Why are they determining? You won't believe this. This is for Right Wing Watch. Kyle, I don't know if you got the day off or not. All of you out there. I broke bread yesterday with a flaming former homo right in my house. Broke bread with one.
Oh, tell me it's not true. Oh, my. Tell me it's not true.
Yeah, I'm being converted, I guess, Roger. I'm being converted because I ate with this guy yesterday in my home. He said, he has this paper he hands out, says, I am gay. Hey, Kyle, if unless you're gay, when's the last one you had broke bread with, brother? Huh? And by the way, I kept a good eye on David, made sure he washed his hands. Just kidding, David. Just kidding. I'm so sick. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of other people telling us right from wrong. I'm so sick of the capitulation that we see. And at some point, guys, we are here where we are today, 242 years ago. Because some guy stood up and said, you know, had enough of this crap. Sorry, just had enough of this. Christian men, by the way. Oh, Masons, call them whatever you want to. Christian men who stood up and said, I've had enough of this crap. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. And I look at the tyranny that's going on or trying to do things legislatively and try to do things through the government. And we see what's going on with the Supreme Court and the accusations that are being made against we don't even have a judge yet. But heaven forbid that we would put in there a judge with, what is, seven women, this Amy, whatever, and she has seven children. And heaven forbid she get on the Supreme Court and be pro-life. Are you kidding me? Do you guys know that even at a poll, that at the worst, pro-life is 50-50. At the worst, in Americans, you get the opinions of Americans, it's at least 50-50. So are you telling me that a pro-life voter on the Supreme Court is out of the mainstream? How can they even make that argument? And how do we let them make that argument? How do we let them make that argument? Well, you know why? We roll over. Now they're trying to, what's the word? Poison Jim Jordan. Little Jim Jordan. I call him Little Jim because he's a college wrestler at Ohio State University. Probably, I don't know, he's probably 150 pounds. He's probably a little bit more than that now. Jim Jordan, just up the road. He's not my congressman. He's just up the road. Just an all-American, born-again, fearless, wrestling believer. Received Christ as a savior. I know it personally. And I heard it out of his mouth that he's received Jesus Christ as his personal savior. He knows what it's all about. And you see what they're trying to do? Did you see the hit? Pull it up there, Jared. See the hit piece they did on Jim Jordan today? And are we gonna let it continue on? Are we going to, folks? Because at some point, I'm sorry, I didn't identify what it was there, Jared. It's up on the screen. Look at this. Deep state targets conservative favor. Jim Jordan's going to be Speaker of the House, folks. And he's a no-nonsense dude, Jimmy Jordan is, okay? And you know what they're after him for? Oh, yeah. Well, we got to get rid of him because supposedly, Jared, back in 1993 or 94, I can't even remember how old was I in 1993 or 94. Can anybody remember how old they were back in 1993 or 94? Evidently, while he was an assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State University, evidently, the evidence is probably Judge Roy Moore was probably there with him. The evidence shows that not him, but one of the trainers or one of the doctors was dingling men, little wrestlers. Now, I want to ask this question. If I'm a wrestler at Ohio State University and some doctor's dingling me, I'd be pinning that boy. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? We're not talking about little guys in the band, in the choir. So first of all, I don't even believe that. But scroll down there a little bit, Jared. So we see by the way, you know what law firm's leading it? Unbelievable. Perkins Coie. You ever heard of them, Perkins Coie? Why, isn't that the one that went out and got all the dirt against Donald Trump? Well, yeah. That's the same one. And they've been out interviewing former wrestlers at Ohio State back from the 1990s trying to find dirt on Jim Jordan. We're in a civil war and we don't even know it, see? We want to hide our eyes. Well, no. We know we are. We just pray the rapture comes and we don't have to deal with it. That's what we pray. On the 242nd anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Now, that's another one. I'm going to ride this horse here a second. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of it. Everywhere you go, you see signs about the 4th of July. 4th of July parade. Come and get your 4th of July sparklers. Come and get your 4th of July picnic supplies. What the hell is the 4th of July? It's a date on the calendar. What is the 4th of July? It's Independence Day. Why don't we say that? Independence Day. It's Independence Day. Because we don't say it's in. We don't even know what that means. Jared, Webster's 1828 dictionary. What does it mean? What is independence, Jared? What does that mean? This isn't the 4th of July. This is Independence Day. Independence Day. What is it? A state of being not dependent. Complete exemption from control or the power of others as the independence of the supreme being. A state in which a person does not rely on others for subsistence, ability to support oneself. A state of mind in which a person acts without bias or influence from others. Exemption from undue influence. Self-direction. Independence of mind is an important qualification of a judge. Declaration of Independence, the solemn declaration of the Congress of the United States of America on the 4th of July, 1776, by which they formally renounce their subjection to the government of Great Britain. When are we going to formally announce our subjection to humanistic, godless government? When are we going to do that? Because why? I get my shirt back. The devil's coming to church, boys. Devil's coming to church. I'll shut up for a minute. Somebody jump in here.
I think sometimes the devil's leading the church.
He is, but we know that, right? He's infiltrated the church, right? He's infiltrated it. There's no fight. There's no spunk in the church anymore. That's why I wore the hat. Because the only way we're going to make America great again is make the church great again. So that's the only way we're ever going to do it, right? And we don't even want to talk about it. And so a guy comes on here, and I start talking straight. You guys know that's what we do here. We talk straight. Facebook bans me. YouTube bans me. And most pastors ban me, right? And as a result, the devil's coming to church. The devil's coming to America. The civil war they're telling us everywhere is already here. Wait a minute. Time out. Somebody help me out here. Did I just dream that the media is saying the civil war has already begun? Did I just dream that? Has anybody else seen that? Because if you haven't seen it, then what?
Do the comparison, Coach. They call it what? They're calling it soft civil war. What's the difference between porn and soft porn? They're both porn, brother. Yeah, it's happening.
So Dale, if somebody says he's going to come over and he's going to tear up your, he's going to bring his four wheeler over and he's going to tear up your yard. You take that seriously?
I'm going to mount his head on my wall next to my deer.
But you're gonna- Well, the difference between the soft and the regular is perception. See, if it's
say that soft, again, Chad. That's good.
Okay. The difference between hardcore and soft is public perception. And so it'll happen, and people will accept it because it's easing into it, easing into it.
That's right.
One leads into the other.
One's going to lead into the other. Better hear me. They are openly defying the President of the United States and a duly elected government. They're openly defying it. They're openly defying the Supreme Court that they love so much, the Supreme Court that gave them all of the debauchery that we have in America. They're losing the power, and they are openly rioting against the folks. Is this not treason? Is this not treason? And so ultimately, whether you like it or not, those guys that you're seeing out on the street, if they get a chance, will pop you with a rock too. Don't think they won't. Huh? You wear this hat around? We know that people have taken bumper stickers, Make America Great Again, and put it on the back of their car, and their car gets keyed. This stuff's going on, right? Because why? Devil's loose, man. The devil is going great. Kyle, man, you listening, Kyle? The devil's loose, and you're on his team. You're his you're his stenographer. That's all you are. And that's all the media is. Stenographers lying, lying, lying. And the problem is because our pulpits will not resound again with righteousness, people in the pew are believing the lies of the mainstream media. Somebody help me out here. I feel like I'm living in a... I'm living in a...
Hey, Coach, let me tell you something about what the devil will do with Kyle when he's done using Kyle. He will destroy Kyle. Amen. He doesn't even realize it. Look, the devil don't like Kyle no more than he likes us. When he's done with him, he will destroy him.
Yep, he's coming after you, Kyle. Come on now, somebody else come on in. I got some good stuff to show. You haven't got to it yet. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach, I got a magnetic sticker. It's John 14:6. And from time to time, I get the finger, and I get people right on my bumper.
Pardon me. Hey, Victor, I'm still coughing. I'm getting a little better. John 14:6, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. And if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him, because I am him, right? Huh? That's it? That right? Right? So I just got a not a brain. I'm just trying to think, Lord, what is it that you're that? Okay, I'll do that. Hey guys, this has never happened here on Pass the Salt. This will make Roger feel good. Okay, Roger? We're going to go to Jeremiah 6 this morning, but Roger, I'm going to do it in the Message Bible. You'll feel good with it.
Roger.
Yeah, this ain't.
Baby.
Yeah, we'll get you little sissy stuff going on.
It's on Independence Day, baby.
It's Independence Day. That's right. So we'll throw off some shackles here.
Pull yourself away from that King James.
Hey, Dave, in the spirit of Independence Day and us allegedly earning our independence from Britain, can you name another country in the world that gained its independence from one country and is now that country's best ally? We got ours from Britain, and we are right? Britain, and us in Britain are allies.
There's a spiritual connection there. I got to get rolling here. I wasn't going to do a theme show, but it's developed. Okay, in the way. Okay? Hey, guys, this is Jeremiah 6 out of the Message Bible. Now, I want to make this very clear. This is not the Word of God. This is a translation. This is an opinion. This is a rewriting of the Word of God. But I like this morning because it just kind of caught the flavor as I was reading. Okay. Okay. Lot of noise in my ear there. I'm sorry. Roger's driving down the road. I'm probably going to go find a cigar to smoke someplace. Jeremiah 6. Run for your lives, it says, a city full of lies from the Message Bible. Run for your lives, children of Benjamin. Get out of Jerusalem, and now give a blast on the ram's horn in Blastville. Send up smoke signals from Smoketown. Doom pours out of the north. Massive terror. I've likened my dear daughter Zion to a lovely meadow. Well, now shepherds from the north have discovered her and brought in their flocks of soldiers. Infiltration, boys. They pitch camp all around her and plan where they'll graze. And then prepare to attack. The fight is on. To arms. We'll strike at noon. Oh, it's too late. Day is dying. Evening shadows are upon us. Well, get up anyway. We'll attack by night and tear apart her defenses. Stone by stone. God of the angel armies gave the orders. Chop down her trees. Build a siege ramp against Jerusalem. City full of brutality, bursting with violence. Just as well hold the good supply of water. She supplies wickedness nonstop. The streets echo the cries. Violence, rape, victims bleeding and moaning. They lay all over the place, the United States. You're in deep trouble, U.S. of A. You've pushed me to the limit. You're on the brink of being wiped out, being turned into a ghost town. More orders from the God of the angel armies. It's time's up, boys. Harvest the grapes for judgment. Salvage what's left of America. Go back on the vines. Pick them clean. Every last grape. Is anybody listening? I've got something to say. Is anybody listening out there? The Lord said, I've got a warning to post. Will anybody notice? It's hopeless. The ears are stuffed with wax. Deaf as a post. Blind as a bat. It's hopeless. They've tuned out God. They don't want to hear from me. But I'm bursting with the wrath of God. I can't hold it in much longer. I don't give a damn about Facebook. I don't give a damn about YouTube. So dump it on the children in the streets. That's it. Yeah, dump it on the children. Let it loose on the gangs of the youth. For no one's exempt. Husbands and wives will be taken, the old and those ready to die. Their homes will be given away, all they own, even their loved ones. When I give the signal against all who live in this country, this is God's decree. Everyone's after dishonest dollars. Little people and big people alike, prophets and priests, and everyone in between, twist words and doctor truth. My people are broken, shattered, and they put on Band-Aids saying, oh, it's not so bad. We'll be just fine. But things are not just fine. Do you suppose they're embarrassed over this outrage? Nah, they don't have any shame. They don't even know how to blush. There's no hope for them. They've hit bottom. There's no getting up. As far as I'm concerned, they're finished. God has spoken. Death is on the prowl. Go stand at the crossroads and look around. Ask for directions on the old roads, the tried and true road. Then take it. Discover the right route for your souls. But they say, no way, nothing doing. We're not going to go back that old way. Well, I even provided watchmen for them to warn them, to set off the alarm. The people said, ah, it's a false alarm. It doesn't concern us. And so I'm calling in the nations as witnesses. Watch, witness what happens to them. And pay attention, Earth. Don't miss these bulletins. I'm visiting catastrophe on this people. The end result of the games they've been playing with me. They've ignored everything I've said, had nothing but contempt for my teaching. And what would I want with incense brought in from Sheba, rare spices from exotic places? Your burnt sacrifices and worship give me no pleasure. Your religious rituals mean nothing to me. So listen to this. Here's God's verdict on your way of life. Watch out, boys. I'm putting roadblocks and barriers on the road you're taking. They'll send you sprawling, parents and children and neighbors and friends. And that'll be the end of a lot of you. And listen to the verdict of the Lord. Look out. An invasion from the north. Maybe it's from the south. Scroll down, Jared. An invasion from the north. Look out. An invasion from the north. A mighty power on the move from a faraway place. Armed to the teeth. Vicious and pitiless. Booming like sea storm and thunder. Tramp, tramp, tramp. Riding hard on war horses. In battle formation. Against you, dear America. Well, we've heard the news. And we're as limp as wet dish rags. We're paralyzed with fear. Terror has death grip on our throats. Don't go outside. Don't leave the house. Death's on the prowl. Danger's everywhere. But dear daughter of Zion, dress in black. Blacken your face with ashes. Weep most bitterly as for an only child. Countdown has begun. 6, 5, 4, 3. The terror is on us. I've made you the examiner of my people to examine and weigh their lives. They're a thick-headed, hard-nosed bunch. Rotten to the core, the lot of them. Refining fires are cranked up to white heat, but the ore stays a lump and unchanged. It's useless to keep trying any longer. Nothing can refine evil out of them. Men will grow up and call them slag, thrown on a slag heap by me, saith the Lord.
Drop a mic, coach. Drop a mic.
Drop a mic, baby. Drop a mic. Yeah, Jared.
Well, coach, I mean, this leads back to the question that I started earlier is, we can read this, and we're all saying, yes, I agree completely. Mm-hmm. And then my question is, what does it look like to those people who heed that advice? What does that look like? What does it look like to a country that heeds his words? What does it look like? What are the actions that that country takes when they heed those words? What are they?
Well, we know what it is. We saw it in the American Revolution. We saw it. We saw it in the... Well, boy, boy, Lord, where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? Hey, Jared, click on the list of America's wars. I was thinking about this morning when I got up early. I was thinking about all those, as Abraham Lincoln said to Gettysburg, all those who here gave their lives that this nation might live. And that for most of us, history begins yesterday, the day we were born. That's as much history as we know, and it's as much history as they want us to know. And so I just Googled this, American Wars. The American Revolution, which was launched on July 4th, 1776. Total service members, 217,000. 4,400 died. 6,000 were injured. Isn't that something? You would think more. We're talking total 10,000 people. Because we're fighting, right? The British could only get so many people over here. Then we went into the War of 1812. We don't even talk about that. 6,000 more wars, wounded or dead. The Indian Wars, 106,000. There's only 100,000 battle deaths. Mexican War, 1846 to 1848. Notice how the deaths are constantly increasing. The Civil War, look at that one. These were real people who had girlfriends and families and like to go deer hunting and catch fish. And these are guys who we're standing on their shoulders right now. We're standing on their graves. How many were there? 2 million servicemen. How many died? 140,000 died in the Union, and 224 other Union guys died. Non-mortal woundings, 281,000. Total servicemen, 1 million. These are guys fighting each other. Confederates lost 75,000 men and 60,000 in other theaters. And then how many unknown? We don't even have any. We know that 26,000 died on July 3rd at Gettysburg. We know that. 27,000 fell in an afternoon. Then we just get out of that war and we jump into Spanish-American War. Look at these. Then World War I. Look how many people are dying. Look how many people are fighting. Are these now? Here's where we trip up. At what point do these stop being, what we would call just wars? Just wars. Those Christians should be engaged in just wars, not just in any war. Not just in war, but in a just war. So there's World War II. How many died? 113,000, 291,000 other deaths in service. So 400,000 people died. Then the next one is, they're all dead. Those are old dead guys, though. It doesn't matter. They stormed Omaha Beach. Now, watch what happens to us here, I'll say. One down, Jared. Then Korean War. We don't even really know what. Had to fight the expansion of communism, they told us. How many men died there? Oh, yeah, a lot of them died. 50,000. Well, we just no sooner got out of that, but 11 years later, we're in another one. Are you noticing that these wars now are getting less and less about us? Then when the Vietnam War, we're there, 9 years, 11 years here? How many died there? 50,000, at least 50,000. How many remained? How many lives were destroyed? Desert Shield. Why do we have Desert Shield? Why are we involved? Nothing against the soldiers and those who laid down their lives. Then what? What's going on? We had 700,000 people in the Gulf. Why do we have 750,000 men in the Gulf? So there we are, America's wars total. Oh, look at the one at the bottom, the global war on terror. Look at that one, huh? October 2001, and no ending yet, hyphenated. Been going on for 18 more years, global war on terror, right? Yeah. Because you know why? Because an enemy has seized the gates. That's why. Somebody jump in here. Hey, Coach, that's good stuff. I've never seen that before.
Hey, Coach, I have something.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
I'm spending some kind of time with Ken and Joe up in the mountains. It's been really great.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I did something really recent that was pretty tough for me, and it goes in line with what you're talking about this morning. So I've been teaching at a local church for almost 2 years now and running their children's program and using the children's ministry curriculum that I developed. And, you know, as I've started all this street ministry, I've found I've gotten farther and farther away from the pastor of the church, and it was kind of weird for me. Mm-hmm. Well, then I think it was right around a month ago, he actually preached against street ministry and looked right at me in front of the entire congregation.
Unbelievable.
It was really tough. I mean, I stopped teaching there, and it was really hard for me, but it was something that I knew was right. And so since then, I've found, obviously, Ken and Joe's church with Bob Inyart that I'm gonna attend and start doing street ministry more than just with Ken and Joe and another local church that wants to do the same thing. But it was just really sad.
And Sandy, did he give you a reason why you shouldn't be doing street ministry? What was? I'd love to hear that one. Why? Why not?
He said that we're supposed to be friends to evangelize.
Yeah, there we are, friends. How do you evangelize somebody you never see? How do you do that? How do you make friendships with people out on the streets if you just stay in your church?
Agree.
Yeah. Coach, how do you have more than how does anybody have more than three friends? I mean, come on, jeez.
Yeah, real friends, right? Real friends. Real friends. Let me show you something here, guys. Oh, Lord, stay with me. Jared, I want to show you guys a couple clips of Winston Churchill in the movie The Darkest Hour. I don't know if you guys have seen that. If you haven't, see it. Go see it. And I talked to Mark Sutherland. I want to get him on the show. Mark, I don't know if you're listening, man. Email me. So I reminded to do that. I said, was that really factual? Is that really what took place? And he said, yeah, you know, a little bit of poetic license in there. But for the most part, yeah, this is what happened. So we have Winston Churchill, and they were at the crossroads in that they felt that they were going to have to make a peace deal with the devil, meaning Hitler. And Churchill, of course, was surrounded by all of his advisors and telling him what to do. And, you know, like so many things, nobody wants to die for the truth. They want to live for the truth. They don't want to die for it. And Churchill was smart enough to understand that, man, if something doesn't happen here, listen, he said, I got to get away. And he goes out. This is what I'm going to show you two great scenes from this. And I don't know if it happened exact like this or whether this is poetic license or not. But Churchill goes out and gets on a train, on a subway, on a train. He begins to talk to people. The average day Joe Sixpack, the Donald Trump speaking. That guy. Okay, let's throw Trump's name out. The average guy I'm trying to speak to, or Jim Jordan's trying to speak to, or whoever. Churchill said, I got to get out there and see what I'm tired of these policy wonks around me. I got to get out and see what the people say. And so this is about a 3-minute scene of Winston Churchill showing up on the train. He gets on the train, no Secret Service, no nothing. This is powerful as he goes to the people and says, what do we do? Go ahead and pull that up there, Jared. I think it's the first one, Churchill on the train.
Thank you.
Does anyone have a match?
Thank you. What are you all staring at? Have you never seen a Prime Minister ride the Underground before? What is your name?
Oliver Wilson, sir. Mm.
And what do you do, Mr. Wilson?
Bricklayer, sir.
Ah, bricklayer. We shall have great need of bricklayers soon. Our business will be looking up. Ah, progress. How old?
5 months, sir. He looks like you.
Madam, all babies look like me. Well, what is your name?
Mrs. Jessie Sutton.
Ah, Mrs. Sutton, it's a pleasure.
Abigail. Abigail Walker.
Marcus Peters.
Marcus Peters.
Agnes Dillon.
Agnes.
Maurice Baker.
Mr. Baker.
Alice Simpson.
Alice Simpson.
Miss Margaret Jerome.
Oh, Jerome. Ah, well, my mother was a Jerome. I expect we're closely related. Please, please, sit. Sit, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Baker. So how are you all bearing up? Good spirits?
Yes.
Just as well. We shall need them. Let me ask you something that's been weighing on my mind. Perhaps you can provide me with an answer. You, the British people, what is your mood? Is it a conference? Confident? How confident?
Very. Some people say it's a lost cause.
Our lost causes are the only ones worth fighting for.
Too right.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. If the worst came to pass and the enemy were to appear on those streets above, what would you do?
Fight.
Fight the fascists.
Fight them with anything we can lay our hands on.
Broom handles if we must, street by street.
They'll never take Piccadilly.
Never take Piccadilly, indeed. And what if I put it to you all that we might, if we ask nicely, get very favourable terms from Mr. Hitler if we enter into a peace deal with him right now? What would you say to that?
Never.
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 Never. Never. Well, you will never give up.
No, never.
Then out spake brave Horatius. Captain of the gate. To every man upon this earth, death cometh soon or late. And how can man die better than facing fearful odds?
For the ashes of his fathers and the temples of his gods.
Are you crying?
I am. Yes, yeah. I am. I blab a lot, you know. We all have to get used to it. What stop is this?
It's Westminster, sir.
Westminster, it's my stop.
The only causes worth fighting for are lost causes. That's what Churchill said. So, you know, we have to, I guess one of the points that I'm trying to make is Christianity a lost cause? Is the call of the church to retreat back, by the way, Jeremiah 6. Jared, if you pull that up there again, I want you to see something that was not in the Message Bible. Let's try to go into the real Bible that Roger's going to have to sharpen his teeth a little bit to see. scroll on down, Jared. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out. I got it in my own Bible. Where it is. Keep going. Keep going. There it is. That, right there, Jared. They have healed, verse 14. They have healed also the daughter of my people. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. That's it, isn't it? See, to them, to the God-hating left, let there be no mistake. Peace is our submission. That's peace. We win elections, we appoint judges, and they rebel. They push till we capitulate. It's how the devil operates. And we are right now, they have already declared war. YouTube won't let us broadcast. Facebook won't let us broadcast. We can't get the truth of it out because, as we saw when Churchill got on the train and he started talking to regular moms and pops, they understood what it was all about. See, the swamp rats in Washington, D.C., they don't care about that. They're too invested in their own whatever. Whatever they're getting out of it, they're too invested in that. And those of us out here in the hinterland, we better wake up and understand that the enemy's already at the gates. Yeah, Dale.
Coach.
Yes, George.
You know, part of the problem as I see it, we employ about 30 people, and if my company's a microcosm of America as a whole, here's what the 4th of July Independence Day is, I think, to the people at our company. It's a day off. And it's a day to consume a lot of alcohol, probably drugs, and to just be festive. Yep. And so unlike Winston Churchill's day, when there was a sense of morality, when more people truly knew their God, unlike today, most people have forgotten God. They Amen. Have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. That's really the problem, is we become a pleasure-oriented society, that we've really, as a whole, as a people, except for the remnant, we've forgotten God. We don't really know the true power of God. In there lies the problem.
Amen. Hey, Jared, go ahead, Jared. Pull up the lyrics to Onward Christian Soldiers as you go ahead. Come on in. See if you can do two things at once there.
Well, I think, George, I think beyond we don't know the Lord is don't fear the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And we're not, come on, can we be honest here? We're loyal to the Lord because he's good to us. He's good to us, so it'll all be okay. You know, we think about when's the last time this was sung in your church? This right here. This old spiritual. Now, Jared's got it up on the screen for us. Maybe somebody else can Google when it was written. I think it was written during the Civil War. I could be wrong, but I think that's when it was written. See if they would let you sing this in your church today. Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus, going on before Christ the royal master, leads against the foe, forward into battle. See his banners go. Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus, going on before. Where am I? At the name of Jesus, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices. Loud your anthems raise. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We're not divided. All one body we, one faith and spirit, one eternally. Crowns and thrones may perish. Kingdoms rise and wane. But the church of Jesus, constant, will remain. Gates of hell can never against the church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, which can never fail. Onward, then, you people, join our happy throng. Our happy throng. Our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor unto Christ the King. this through countless ages, men and angels sing. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus. That's all we've traded. We traded this anthem for that. Jared, have you been able to find when this thing was, when was this written? Onward, Christian Soldier. Oh my goodness. I give anybody $1 if it's been sung in your church recently.
1871. Send me $1 in the mail, Coach.
Yep. Send me $1 in the mail. I actually repeated those same words last Sunday.
You guys,
at my church.
You guys don't count.
How about me, Coach? Send me $1.
Okay, daggone it. I'll send all of you $1. It checks in the mail. You know what I'm talking about, right? 1865. Mises composed. Yes.
With what George said, even with Onward Christian Soldier, like, yeah, marching on to war.
Yeah.
Only until we actually have to fight, really, in reality. Then we march on to war only verbally. But if it's not verbally, and if we can't get the masses to agree with us, well, then we're not going to go to war.
Only until it costs something.
Only if I can send you. Only if I can send you or your son, right? That's the way it's fought.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, don't take this wrong, but I have really grown to despise fireworks. I know a lot of people like them, but the reason I don't is because most people don't understand what they represent, and it represents a lot of bloodshed. It represents our freedom. And now it's just a big show. And every time I see it, it's just a bunch of people out there and they have no clue what they're doing. And they have no, it's like taking communion in a sense and not knowing what that really means. And it's sad because people spend thousands of dollars not realizing the precious blood that was shed so that we could get up this morning, you Coach, and talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hey, George, I got to throw this out there just because I know people hear what they want to hear. I'm not promoting violence. All right? I'm telling you, you better get ready. There's a big difference in those two things. I'm not promoting violence. I'm telling you better get ready. Right? What did Patrick Henry say? Give me liberty, give me death. I got that queued up here too. Well, I'm not going to play that now, but let me go to, I just got a few minutes left. Let me go to the next clip of Churchill. So Churchill got off the, He got off of the subway and he went into the meeting with these political advisors or congressmen or parliament, all these sold out tea nippers. And watch about this 3 minutes.
I have thought very carefully in these last days whether it was part of my duty to consider entering into negotiations with that man. But then I spoke with them. Oliver Wilson, Mrs. Jessie Sutton, Mrs. Abigail Walker, Marcus Peters, Morris Baker, Alice Simpson, and Miss Margaret Giroux, brave, good, true citizens of this kingdom, and they argued strongly that it was idle to think if we tried to make peace now, we should get better terms than if we fought it out. The Germans, Mr. Baker felt, would demand in the name of disarmament, our naval bases and much else, and I think he's right. Jesse Sutton, speaking for many, believes we would then become a slave state. The British government, which would be Hitler's puppet.
a government set up under Mosley or some such person.
No, no,
and I joined with them in asking a further question, a question I now put to you. Where should we be at the end of all that?
Some might benefit. I mean, the powerful might be able to parlay good terms preserved in their country, redoubts out of sight of the swastika flying over Buckingham Palace, over Windsor, and they're draped on these ready buildings.
Never! Never!
So I come to you. I come to you to learn your minds in this grave hour. You see, it was pointed out to me by my new friends that you might even rise up and tear me down when I for one moment to contemplate parley or surrender. Yeah. I have heard you. It appears to be your will also that if this long island story of ours is to end at last, then let it end only when each one of us lies choking in his own blood upon the ground.
Wow, huh? If you haven't seen that movie, Darkest Hour, I don't know how historically accurate it is. Somebody come in here. I got a couple more things, but somebody come in here.
Coach, it comes down to what are we willing to give?
Well, you know what he said, Kevin? What he said is we need to consider the end. What does it look like if we don't fight? What does it look like? Now, hear me. I can't make this more clear. I'm not calling for war. I'm telling you it's coming. Civil disobedience is coming. Chad, are you hearing me? Am I making myself clear, Chad? I'm not telling anybody to get a gun and go out into the streets. I'm not telling anybody to march on Washington, D.C. I'm simply telling you the other side's already doing that. Here on the 4th of July.
Right, and we're not going to stand for their nonsense anymore. We're going to bring...
Are we not, Ben? And see, that comes back to where the conversation started even before we went on the show. What's the Christian's responsibility in regards to violence and nonviolence? What's our responsibility? What's my responsibility when they're standing down at the end of my street?
Amen.
By the way, I've already had that, right? I've already had those folks standing down at the end of my street. I've been out and I've looked them in the face. I know what they're capable of. I understand what they're capable of. And so I say, oh, Coach says, take up arms. You never heard me say that. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming as sure as I'm standing here, sitting here. And people say, well, oh my goodness, he's promoting violence. Yeah, Lord.
You're not promoting violence. It's a bunch of nonsense. This is what it is. They brought all this nonsense. What they did, right. And we're simply not going to take it. This is America. This is our country. We're not going to take this nonsense anymore.
Hey, Vince, listen. Don't you understand this? We just need to get them all saved. Don't
Amen,
you understand,
brother?
We just need to get them all saved, and we just need to. If we all could just go a retreat and eat and meet and pray that they would all get saved, then this thing's all going to work out okay. And you know what Winston Churchill said? Oh yeah, the Nazi flag's going to fly over the top of Buckingham Palace. That's what
over my dead body.
That's going to be the end result. That's what he said. That you better think about the end of it before you walk act so cavalierly. You better think about the end of it. And the end of it is if we don't stand up and be willing to push back when the push comes. If we're not willing to push back, then I'm going to tell you something. You got chains, man. We got chains coming for our children and our grandchildren. You don't think Hillary and that ilk? Can you imagine what they would like to do to moi right now? Can you imagine that? Facebook doesn't want us. YouTube doesn't want us. Imagine what Hillary's thinking. What she'd like to do to me.
Coach, and the fact, Coach, is look, the political winds is eventually it will happen to where the demonic Democrat power leftist liberals will be in there. And when they're in there, they're seething. They're going to unleash. They're going to unleash that vial.
That's right, buddy. I'm telling you. Oh, Lord. See, listen, I don't even have a conclusion to the show today. I really don't even have a conclusion. I was going to read Bill Federer's just got a, American Minute's got an unbelievable thing about what came about with American Minute, with what came about with the whole declaration, how that whole thing happened and what it led to and how many people. Oh, my goodness. We don't have any idea.
That video from Francis Scott Keyes on the writing of the Star Spangled Banner is a pretty awesome video.
It is. But the point being, hey, boys, what was that Steve Green song? I think it was Steve Green's song. And it's my turn now. Boom, boom, boom. My turn now. My turn to give my life away. Does anybody know that one? Dale, do you know that song? And it's my turn now. Boom, nope. Boom. My turn now. My That's turn to give my life away. See, if I play it, they'll ban us. Well, we're not even on YouTube anyway, are we? We're not even on YouTube anyway, are we? It's my turn now. See if you can find that. Steve Green. My turn now. My turn now. My turn to give my life away. Oh, daggone. See, I've been rolling with the spirit this morning. Maybe it wasn't Steve Green. It's my turn. It's my turn now. Down at the bottom, Jared. Fourth one. Next one. There it is. It's my turn now. Play that. No, that ain't it. That ain't it.
That's not it.
Is it Stephen Curtis Chapman? My turn now. My turn now. I can't believe you guys don't even know it. There it is. There he goes. Here we go.
My turn now. Hey, my turn to give my life away. I close the book and I shake my head. Sometimes I can't believe the things I've read. I don't deserve what he did for me. Hey, hey. He gave his love and his life away. Now he's asking me to do the same, so I'm gonna give him all I am and all I am. Timid words to speak. He called whoever listened then, and now his call goes out again. And it's my turn now. But it's my turn now. 'Cause it's my turn to give my life away. Hey, hey. My turn now. Well, it's my turn.
point. You get the point. It's my turn now. Hey, I was going to give Larry some time this morning. Larry, he got away from us. We'll, I'll serve you up first thing tomorrow morning. Hey, guys, ultimately, here it is on Independence Day. Those who here gave their lives that this nation might live. And here we are, man. Here we are. And I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's going to happen. I know this, that it is not, America is not going to be rescued without some people making more of a sacrifice than they had ever intended to make. Just like those who came before us. And what's the theme? My turn now. Have a great day off. Happy Independence Day. We'll see you tomorrow.